This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN World Health Organization says it has reached an agreement with Israel for limited pauses in fighting in Gaza to allow for polio vaccinations for hundreds of thousands of children, with the campaign starting Sunday. It comes as the United Nations campaign to vaccinate the kids in Gaza came too late for some. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah.
Baby Abdul Rahman, days away from his first birthday and should be learning to walk. But at just 9 months of age, he became Gaza's first recorded polio case in 25 years. His mother, Naveen Abu Al-Jidyan, says he was born just weeks before the war began. And because they had been displaced from one place to another, he did not have all his routine infant vaccinations. Since 1988, cases of polio have declined by 99% worldwide, thanks to mass vaccination campaigns and efforts to continue to eradicate it completely.
That is Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reporting. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the European Union top diplomat is ramping up pressure on Ukraine's Western backers to lift restrictions on using weapons they provide.
The U.S. restricts the use of long-range ballistic missiles against Ukraine, and some European nations also limit weaponry use. Kyiv is desperate to use the weapons to strike targets inside Russia, which are used to stage attacks on Ukraine. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell says the restrictions must be lifted.
Otherwise, the weaponry is useless.
Speaking alongside him in Brussels, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says if certain decisions are made, Ukraine can succeed.
AP Sagar Magani, this is VOA News. Ukraine's military says that one of the handful of F-16 warplanes that Ukraine has received from its Western partners to help fight Russia's invasion has crashed. Military said in a statement posted on Facebook that the fighter jet went down on Monday when Russia launched a major missile drone barrage at Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that some of those Russian missiles and drones were shot down by F-16s before they reached their targets. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Iran increasing its stockpile of weapons.
The United Nations nuclear watchdog says that Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons grade levels in defiance of international demands. That's according to a confidential report by the International Atomic Energy Agency that was seen by the Associated Press. The report says Tehran has also not reconsidered its September 2023 decision to ban the most experienced nuclear inspectors from monitoring its nuclear program, and that IAEA surveillance cameras remain disrupted. The report further says that Iran has still not provided answers to the nuclear watchdog's years-long investigation about the origin and current location of man-made uranium particles. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The chief negotiator at U.S. mediated peace talks in Sudan says breakthroughs for greater humanitarian access that were achieved in the first round of negotiations last week are holding. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United States Special Envoy for Sudan, Tom Perriello, credits the breakthroughs on the Sudan talks to the commitment of delegates from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates, among other participants, to alleviate the suffering of tens of millions of Sudanese. He says opening the Adre border became possible when negotiators got guarantees of access from the Sudan Armed Forces and the rival paramilitary Rapid Support Forces to allow aid to flow from Chad to Darfur. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Prosecutors in Mexico have suggested that U.S. authorities made a deal with a Mexican drug lord who turned himself in another capo to get his brother transferred from a U.S. prison. Mexico's attorney general in the office has also accused U.S. authorities of not responding information requests on that particular case. U.S. officials have denied that they were involved in the plot or the flight. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.